We're on episode 74, everybody. We're back. And in crazy turn of events.
Crazy.
Yeah. We literally just talked about Ted Lasso, Apple TV, soccer, all that good stuff. And then crazy news happened yesterday.
What was the big news, you ask? Lionel Messi.
Coming to MLS. Yeah, turning down other leagues and deciding to come to MLS, right?
Turning down $1.5 billion of Saudi money.
Yeah, I know, that's crazy. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's one could argue all the money. I mean, I'm familiar with the player. I'm familiar with his career. Couldn't tell you I'm familiar with what his career earnings are and things like that. I know, you know, Barca and everybody paid him, you know, gajillions of dollars.
He's got to have made hundreds of dollars in his career.
Hundreds of singles.
Hundreds of dollars.
Well, we did a podcast a while back on kind of celebrity endorsements, on personal brands, on things like that, right? So we can call this one the Leo effect, right? I mean, it's pretty powerful, global news, right? Which is interesting that he just won the World Cup with Argentina, right? The arguably, you know, you could say Mount Rushmore, put him on the Mount Rushmore of soccer players.
Absolutely.
Him and Pele and whatever else, right? Maradona, maybe.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. You know, there's four right there.
Yeah, I mean, arguably, for those who don't know, the quick recap is Lionel Messi is arguably one of the greatest players to ever play the game, right? Yeah. And right now, I would say the battle has always been, or recently, between Ronaldo and Messi.
Yeah, who's the best player?
Right, and Ronaldo currently signed the Saudi deal.
He did sign the Saudi deal.
Al-Nassr or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, Messi has made all the monies.
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's reported. So David Beckham obviously owns the team down in Miami. Yep. They played on Real Madrid back in the day together. They've got a good friendship. But what's interesting, and I think what this is...
And Beckham did the same thing, for those who don't know. He came over from the Premier League to MLS, and that was the big deal at the time. So he's very much following in those footsteps.
So when he came over, you know, MLS was, I would say, really, really a nothing burger. You know?
In its infancy.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, and the deal was he got to break the salary cap. You know, he got to get paid basically tons of money. The league bent over backwards and changed all their rules for Messi.
They bent it like Beckham.
Yeah. Right. But he was also promised an ownership, you know, a stake in an ownership team or whatever, which then catapulted 15 years later or whatever, however many years later.
And I think MLS subsidized the ownership. I think they subsidized his buy-in for the ownership share.
Really?
I think that's one of the differences between his contract and Messi's contract from an ownership standpoint.
Yeah.
Fact check me on that one, but I think so.
It's fascinating, right? But what's interesting is we were literally just talking about Ted Lasso. We were talking about Apple TV, and part of the deal for luring him over is profit sharing, as with Apple, right?
Yep.
The contracts aren't out. I don't know that we'll ever truly know the whole contract, but a lot of the reporting is, you know, he's coming out. He's going to be in Miami. He's going to get paid tons of money, whatever the deal is. But part of the lure, you know, there's going to be a documentary on Apple TV about him. You know, they're going to film him. They're going to do all these different things. But it's that, hey, in a team sport, right? This is interesting from a marketing perspective, right? In a team sport, you have now singled out one individual and you are going to profit share league profits with one player on one team, which
for
I think
for those who don't know, beginning this season, the 2023 season, Apple has all the broadcast rights for the MLS, right?
Correct.
So they have what's called the, you've got Apple TV, right, or Apple Plus, and then you've got what's called the MLS season pass.
Correct.
And again, getting down in the weeds, all season ticket holders got a free MLS season pass.
Correct.
So they have all the broadcast rights. So yes, the deal is that he gets...
Let me interrupt.
Go ahead.
But the broadcast rights, unlike every other league in the world, because it's Apple, is global. It's global broadcast distribution, right? So, and they have an exclusivity for 10 years with MLS, right?
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. So now Messi's not going to play for 10 years, but...
No, but still,
but
10
like
years.
Premier League, you know, when Premier League is shown in the US, it's on XYZ networks and those networks pay for the right. But when it's shown in South America or when it's shown in Europe with Sky TV, you know, like it's different networks.
It's fragmented, right?
What's unique about the Apple model, and I think it's like, what is it, like $90, $80, something like that for the whole year?
I got it free because of the season tickets.
Yeah, I think it's around $100. Call it $100 just for easy math, right? But that's global distribution, you know, and you have one of the highest trafficked on in terms of social media awareness athletes now potentially profit sharing and part of the distribution deal of your sports right. league. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And, the, right? and what I was reading yesterday was that specifically, and again, no one's seen the deal, so who knows, but the reports were that the profit sharing comes from new season pass. So it's all the new subscription, subscription signups moving forward. He gets whatever percentage it is.
But consider that global.
Globally.
Like, that's insane, globally. Right? I mean, so, you know.
And here's your fun fact. I'm going to shift gears for a second. Here's your fun fact.
Hit me.
Your fun fact is, you know, we talk a lot about these crazy numbers that we pay athletes, right? And there's the age-old debate. Are they really worth it? Are they really, you know?
No.
Here's an argument for yes. We were, as a season ticket holder, I was looking up yesterday when they announced the news, right?
Yes.
And so our season tickets, my season tickets, for the game before, right? For the game before, which is Atlanta United versus Cincinnati.
Yes.
Which is the game right before we play Inter-Miami.
Yeah, and for those that care, Cincinnati is right now the number one team in the league.
The number one team in the league. So that's a good game. I mean, that's a great game in Mercedes-Benz, great facility, whatever else. So my seats were going for resale, going for an average of about $115.
Okay.
Go. They announced, and they hadn't even formally announced it yet, but when it leaked.
Yeah. Because it leaked, and then later in that day, he went on
then
TV.
He formally announced it. So it all happened in a day. But even before he had formally announced it, like an hour after it leaked, I went and looked at my tickets, just curious as to what the impact would be.
Sure.
And I think if you want to call it an average sale or resale price in the same section was like $1,800.
That's insane. It's totally insane.
Yeah. And so if you do the math on that, a ticket that was $116, you know, the next day, based on one man's decision, it goes up, you know, over 1,000%.
That's unbelievable.
That's one ticket for one game in one stadium.
Yeah.
Now spread that percentage across all of the seats sold and you start to see big, big, big numbers and the impact that one player can make.
I know.
An entire league, not just a team, an entire league.
I know. Well, and MLS has an inferiority complex to the rest of the world, probably deservedly so because it is the youngest league, right? Leagues down in Mexico, South America, all of obviously the European leagues. We were talking about Wrexham, how it's like one of the oldest teams like in the history of ever. You know, like MLS, how old is MLS? 25 years old? I mean, it started after we hosted the World Cup in what, 94, 96, somewhere around then?
Yeah.
I'm showing my ignorance here. Anyway, point being like league's not that old, right?
Right.
You know, they're going to use this to help catapult, you know, I mean, immediately they don't even have to do anything. It just happened yesterday. Like, you know, like the catapult, the image of the league and, you know, no one's even gotten to the point yet of like, oh man. He's, you know, other people are going to want to come play with him and things like that, right?
Yeah. So, and that's before selling a single jersey with name on the back of it.
Oh my God. I remember, because we are soccer fans in the office, I remember when Ronaldo left Premier League and went to Juventus.
Yeah.
Right. And I forgive me, fact check me, whatever. You know, whatever the deal was that he signed, it was, you know, $200 million or whatever the deal was. I remember reading in the paper, statistically speaking, within a week of signing Ronaldo to Juventus, they had already made half of his salary, whatever the obnoxious was, in jersey sales.
In merch.
Yeah, in merch for Ronaldo.
Does he get any cut of that?
I have no idea.
You know, because that's another. I wonder if there's a little piece of the pie based on your merch sales.
I think different leagues, different rules. I don't know. Like the NFL here is. Everything's shared,
right?
So it doesn't matter if one player sells more than the other. It all goes into the same pot, right? And then that pot gets redistributed out, and that's how it all works, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's my understanding Premier League teams, but I don't know. I mean, Juventus is in Italy for Serie A. I don't know how that works and how that breaks down, you know? But Messi coming here clearly is allowed to sort of, I don't want to say make his own rules, but, you know.
No, I mean,
they're kind of making their own rules.
If you think about just the way the contract was put together, based on what we know.
Yeah.
You know, to compete with $1.5 billion, they had to put together this deal that involves, so he gets whatever the team's going to pay him, which is Not much, because MLS doesn't have a whole lot of salary money.
They're going to have to do some creative financials.
Yeah.
He'll be a DP. He'll be a designated player, which means he can get paid above the salary cap. But there still is a limit to that.
There still is a limit. So they had to put together the Apple share, which is obviously huge. They had to throw in the ownership.
Yeah. He's going to get a piece of something.
So he'll get a piece of ownership. He will have, I think, first right of refusal to buy in ownership. Whenever he wants.
Yeah, I'm unclear on this. Do you know if it's a piece of Miami, or is he going to get to do a new team? Because I know
that's a good question. I don't know. I just assumed it was Miami, but
yeah, because Garber said we're stopping at 30, and they announced San Diego as the 30th team, right? So there wouldn't be a new. But again, it's messy, man.
I assumed it was ownership in Miami, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. But they had that part of it, and then they also have. He's got to deal with Adidas. Adidas obviously does all the uniforms and they're the sole provider of all that stuff. And so he's got to deal with Adidas too.
Yeah.
So they had to cobble together all this crazy deal to get him here.
Is he worth it? I would say yes.
I think so. Here's why I think so. I think that, you know, MLS has, if you look at the bell curve, has picked up major, major steam in the last 5 years.
Totally.
Right? Last 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Atlanta United is a lot.
Absolutely.
Takes a lot of that credit, right?
Yeah,
Arthur Blank takes a lot of that credit, right?
Totally, totally.
The building of the Benz and all, you know, just the way the team is done. And so I think that, you know, you had back in the day, they brought Beckham on. Right.
Yeah, and that helped advance the league.
Now Beckham's an owner.
Yeah,
that helps. I think
absolutely
advance the league.
Absolutely.
You're seeing players now. You know, MLS is a factory, right?
Yeah.
We're selling everybody off to Europe now.
Yeah.
So you're starting to see players. It's not just the one-offs.
Yeah.
So it's not just we have a Beckham.
Yeah.
We have one shiny object.
Yeah.
We're starting to have multiple shiny objects.
Yeah.
And I think that lends credibility globally for the league
because
MLS has always been seen as a far inferior league on a global scale.
For 20 years, it's been the retirement league, too.
Yeah,
like
when
you're at the end of your career and you're a big name, go to America, they'll pay you a few million bucks and you can kind of coast through the end of your career. Right.
So I think, you know, Messi's still got as we were talking about yesterday, he's still got a few years left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In him. And I think absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think part of the strategy. I've got kids who play soccer.
Yeah.
And Messi is he's the Jordan.
Yeah.
He's the Jordan for these kids. So I think that in and of itself, just going after the youth and getting the youth invested in MLS is going to grow and grow and grow and grow.
Yeah.
And so I would say yes.
Yeah. Now let's
talk. Yes-y?
Yes-y. If we shift this a little bit towards the world of advertising and design. Right, and I don't want to discount the global nature. Right, I want to come back to that in a second. But one thing that I snuck a peek at when all this happened, right, is the socials, Instagram, and sort of what's going on. Right, Inter Miami as a team, I believe, had right about 1 million Instagram followers before the news broke. Right, I think Atlanta United's got about 1 million. I mean,
that's what I was just going to look.
A lot of teams have about 1 million or maybe less than things like that. Right. Within the matter of hours, what are you looking up Atlanta United?
I was just curious about Atlanta United. Not even 1 million. We got half that. 500,000.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And we're arguably one of the most popular MLS teams,
especially online.
I would say.
Yeah. We've always had a really good social presence. All right. So, where I was going with this though was Miami. You know, I snuck a peek after the news was confirmed. Right. Boom. You know, their subscriber base basically tripled. I mean, they went from 1 million to 3 and change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, we checked this morning, right? Or a few minutes ago and whatnot, right? 5.8 million, right? So almost a 6x multiplier in, call it 24 hours, of your social status, right? It'll be really interesting to see what they do with that, right? And you know, obviously there's going to be the general sports, you know, like what's going on match day lineups, all the whatever like that, right? But how else can Miami sort of capitalize on, you know, the popularity of this one character, right? This one individual. And knowing that, again, I don't want to discount the fact that, you know, you were talking about Ronaldo signed the Saudi deal and is playing in the Saudi league on Al Nassr. Like, how do you watch Ronaldo here? I honestly have no idea.
I don't. What's you've the distribution? Go onto the dark web.
Yeah. What's the distribution for, you know, other leagues and things like that, right? Everyone globally is going to be able to watch MLS, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in New Zealand, I'm picking on that corner of the world, Europe, Africa, everywhere, right? If you got the internet, you can watch it, right? And Apple has done, I think, their UX is a little sketchy, but they've
super
done,
Well,
they've done a pretty good job once you figure it out.
Once you crack the code.
Once you crack the code of being able to, hey, turn off all the scores and then watch the game later, right? You can do a full game recap, you know, or broadcast. You can watch the entire game. Yeah. You can watch condensed. I mean,
highlights.
So the you know, so the accessibility to be able to watch what you want to watch when you want to watch it is unparalleled compared to any of the other leagues.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
So
well, let me ask you this question.
Yeah, hit me.
Well, okay. Another fun fact. So LAFC, I looked them up. They're a popular club as well.
They are the defending champions.
Right. 768,000 followers just by comparison. So yeah, it's a big number down in Miami. So my question for you is, okay, Apple interface. In what universe, by default, do I want the scores to be displayed on this? In what universe, by default, do you want all of your scores displayed?
I personally don't want that. So I agree with you in that respect. However, you go anywhere else, it is the default. The answer you don't want to hear is you turn on ESPN, you see the score of every single thing down at the bottom of the screen, whether you want it or not, right? Like when you open up Twitter, you see the score of the basketball game, whether you want to or not, you know, so you're always given
the score. But you're not going to ESPN online to watch the game.
Well, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. I mean.
So your update for the UX would be to default everything to not show the score?
Default to no score, and then make it a very clear.
Easy.
Hey, if you'd like to see the scores.
Yeah.
So the way it works.
Yeah.
And this is
annoying to a lot. Are you even going to be able to explain it? Because it's so complicated. It's unbelievable.
No, I'm not going to explain the how.
We're bagging on Apple right now.
What I'm going to explain is by default, when you go to the MLS season pass on Apple, it shows every score on every thumbnail of every game, whatever. There is a way to turn that option off. So no spoilers. Yeah. When you go to watch the thing, you know, it's not ruined for you.
It's
But you have to do a Google search and go like way down to figure out how to crack that code.
Yeah, you need.
And I can't understand. From an interface, I mean, somebody way smarter than me is making these decisions, so there's probably a reason for it. I'm certain there is.
But are
there smart people there?
Half the time, I don't believe that's true, though.
And
Look at Max and HBO Max. Like, what in the world have they done? And it's got. Anyway,
we'll see how that plays out. But anyway, there are a lot of smart people at Apple, and so I figure, why would they make it so difficult to figure out how to?
But they also put the charging port of your mouse on the bottom of your mouse.
Like, so. I don't.
Yeah. Anyway, well, let me. We're on a side hatch here, but you know what's frustrating too is you need a PhD in system preferences on Apple, because if I'm on Apple TV versus you on an actual Apple device versus an iPad,
It's all different.
It's unreal. It's unreal. It took.
I'm stuck on this.
Wouldn't
you want by default for me to not know the score so that I would have to click play and make something happen?
I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
Apple.
I know. Well, we've all been burned and now we've all turned our scores off. So, and I recommend when you sign up to watch Messi, figure out how to turn all your scores off.
Yeah, reach out to us and we'll talk you. We'll send you directions on how to do it.
Yeah, we'll make a little cheat sheet, a handy cheat sheet. So,
are you excited to see Messi play?
I am excited to see Messi play. I am excited to see. I didn't think that would be really an easy opportunity, right?
Right. You'd have to go to
You have to go somewhere or do something. You know, it's he just came. He was just at PSG in Paris, and you know, ticket prices there weren't crazy, right? I mean, it's not hard to get a ticket to that, right? But you have to somehow get to Paris when they're playing.
The ticket to Paris is
that kind of thing, right?
Ticket to Paris.
So did I think that he would come into our backyard, you know, with any type of relevant frequency? Absolutely not. You know, so I think for that reason, it is exciting. You know, it will be really interesting to see what happens with ticket prices. I will be really interested to see how Miami capitalizes on the social aspect, right? And how do they tie into the brand? How do they tie into advertising? I mean, we've talked about personal brands and all stuff beforehand, but you know, was Jordan overexposed back in the 90s, right? The Bulls are winning championship after championship. He's doing Gatorade ads. I want to be like Mike. He's doing that, you know. And it was like, I don't feel like really anybody ever got Jordan fatigue.
I do. Right? I know one person who did.
Okay. You know somebody?
Scottie Pippen.
Oh, well, well, that's a different story. Yeah, yeah.
He did. He got Jordan fatigue. That's,
well, there's layered rationale for that, right? But to your point, like soccer isn't the number one sport here in the United States. It's just not, right? I mean, it's trending.
Globally, yes, but
it's trending positive, right? So, you know, what will they do? Will there be Messi? I don't think so. I don't think we'll get Messi fatigue. You know, he's an incredible athlete.
No, by all accounts. We won't get fatigue because he's gonna play for a few years and then he'll be done. It's not like we're catching him at when he's 18 and a rising star. You know,
yeah,
like we did at Jordan. Like,
yeah,
you won't get the full story arc.
That's true. That's true.
Now, do you think he will come in from a competitive standpoint? Do you think he will come in and like dominate? I mean, is he going to come in and like just like? Is it going to be like, oh, there's like if you didn't know, who he was, is it going to be like, oh, that guy's, that guy's better than all the rest.
This is interesting. You're kind of asking for we're taking hot takes.
We're predictions.
Yeah, we're doing predictions here, which is a dangerous game to play. I think he will be a highlight factory, just like Zlatan Ibrahimovic was.
Yeah,
but it is a true consummate team sport. Right?
Yes.
And I don't think that just him being in Miami automatically means that they're going to win trophy after trophy after trophy.
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, even in basketball, you had LeBron, Chris Bosh, and everybody, and Dwayne Wade, you know, everybody play together, and they didn't just win over, you know, hands down. I mean, you still have to show up and put the work in, you know? It does remind me that, I don't know if you saw this in the news too, speaking about, you know, sort of press and advertising and things like that. There was a thought that he would go back to his first team, Barcelona,
right,
where he started his career. That's like a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old, right? They put out an unbelievably passive-aggressive statement. I don't know if you saw this.
I didn't see it.
And it was like basically accusing him of taking the easy way out and going to the retirement league and taking it easy and that kind of stuff. It was really funny.
He kind of said that too.
Well, yeah. You know, well, he can live.
It's a more relaxed environment.
Well, I mean, it's hard to explain. It's not like the guy's Michael Jackson and can't go anywhere in the world. But in Argentina, he certainly can't go anywhere. No. I mean, you know, and in Europe, to a certain extent, he's unbelievably recognizable. And I mean, and he's a very specific height. He has very specific tattoos. Yeah. I mean, it's no like, oh, is that him? It's like, no, that's him. Like, there's no confusing him, right?
Sure.
So I think being able to be in America in a Spanish-speaking community that where it's going to be easy quality of life, he already has a home there, and he retired, you know, he summers and vacations and stuff done. You know, there's familiarity there. And,
But you could also take that statement and apply that to the level of play. In addition to the lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
You could interpret it that way. Sure. I'm not saying that's how he meant it. I'm just saying you could interpret it that way. Well, clearly, Barcelona interprets it that way.
Yes, absolutely. There is. On a Wednesday night in New York City on a league game that kind of doesn't really matter in the 80th minute, are you going 100% balls to the wall?
No.
You know, absolutely. Like, and I'm okay with that. Yeah. You know, and. Our players do that now too. Yeah. You know?
But I think it'll be interesting in terms of skill.
What's your prediction?
Well,
do you think he'll come in and just immediately dominate?
I think he will come in and I think we will be treated to a skill level that we rarely see.
Yeah.
Because I think that even on Atlanta United, we've got one of his World Cup winning teammates.
Yeah.
And to watch that guy.
Ball control. It's unbelievable.
I mean, he's 5'6".
I don't know.
I mean, he's a tiny, tiny dude.
It's a little guy.
But to watch his ball control, it is far superior to almost anyone on the team,
I would say.
I would agree with that. And so I do think that he will come in and there will be a...
he's going to be a highlight machine.
I mean, it's like Rooney.
Yeah.
I mean, Rooney was a highlight machine when he came over here.
Absolutely.
You know?
But like I said, Zlatan came in, was a highlight machine, scored amazing bangers, you know, did all sorts of amazing... But LA as a team...
Yeah,
they didn't win it.
I'm not saying they're gonna. I don't know that he will come in and elevate the team to win a bunch of trophies.
Yeah, if he brings in all of his cast of character friends,
then you got something.
Then we're in trouble.
Yeah,
you know, Miami's gonna dominate. You know, but it's interesting. But it's so funny. We're talking about Apple and Ted, and now we're talking about Apple and a real character.
Yep,
and how the profit sharing, the marketing. The distribution, which I think is so important, don't discount that when you're talking about any product, yeah. right, is how do you get it out in the world, right? It could be the greatest product on earth, but if you can't go to the store and buy it, you know, no one will know what it is.
And I always liked Miami's logo from the jump.
Oh, man. Awesome logo.
From the jump. They awesome leaned into logo. The flamingos and leaned into the Miami yeah. and went for it.
Yeah. Is it Herons? I think it's Herons.
Oh, are they Herons?
Yeah.
Oh, why did I think they were flamingos?
I don't know. Because of the pink.
Because Miami Vice.
Because of the pink, you know. Incredible logo. Brand, you know. I love that it's Spanish, too. I love the colors. I love the whole thing. The whole thing is great. So, hey, maybe they'll be our little rival, finally. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well, we didn't even talk about.
I didn't want to bring it up because it feels like a big kick in the nuts to me.
Tata.
Yeah, yeah.
For those who don't know, former Atlanta United coach who won the cup with.
Yeah.
Who's incredible. There's rumblings because he's coached Messi on two different teams.
Exactly.
The rumblings are that he and the Miami coach is out. We know there's space available. But the rumor is that Tata Martinez is going to potentially be the coach.
Yeah. Tata Martino.
Tata Martino, sorry.
You're thinking of Joseph Martinez.
I'm thinking Martinez. Joseph Martinez. Yeah. He's also an Atlanta United player.
I know. It makes me...
Yeah, it would be a weepy. Bittersweet them coming to play in September. Yeah. I'm going to go to the game.
I think give them all the applause, give them all the cheers, and then we're done with that, and it's time to...
Game on.
Yeah, game on, yeah. And you're the enemy now, so... Anyway, really interesting. It'll be very interesting to see what they do from a brand perspective, what they do from a social perspective, you know, what the league does to help support that team, that player, you know.
And how deals are structured moving forward.
Yeah.
If there's more of these kind of things, these sort of broadened deals that get put together.
It blows my mind in an unbelievable team sport that one singular individual has negotiated. Right? I mean, tennis, you're independent. Golf, you're independent. Like, if it's a singular, I get it, you know? But this one's really, really unique, so... But a unique person, unique player, and we'll see what happens. It's just exciting news for everybody. So
We'll see. Welcome.
All right, everybody. Where can everybody find us on our socials with our 5.8 million followers?
I think we're down some.
Yeah. We're not quite at 5.8 million.
We went down a few. So, you can follow us on the socials, of course, at Mock the Agency or visit us online at mocktheagency.com.
All right.
And we will talk at you next time.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.